So, Patty, just before the break, we were talking about why forgiveness is important because of all the impacts that it has on us personally. Now, is there a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation?
I think there's a little bit of difference, and oftentimes we connect the two, and I'm not so sure we should. I think that one result of forgiveness can be that you actually want to reconcile with the person. I find in a personal relationship that's probably very important. If it's a parent or a sibling or a child of yours, I think absolutely you need to address it. I think in the workplace, however, I think oftentimes when people have hurt or offended us, they don't even know they hurt or offended us.
Mm-hmm.
In a meeting, as an example, a snide remark was made about something that you said, and you have held that in for the last 6 or 8 months or maybe even a year or two. To go back to that person and say, do you remember that meeting, you know, 8 months ago when you, that person will not even remember what they said to you. I mean, they said it in a little fit of anger perhaps, and to go there and actually confront them and say, I need to let you know that that was really hurtful and I want to let you know that I forgive you. They may look at you like you've lost your mind.
Right.
They can't even remember they did that.
Yeah, and they also may feel that you're being a bit condescending. I forgive you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a personal relationship, because I unfortunately I've seen so many cases where people have not talked with each other for years and years, and then the person dies and they go, "Why didn't I don't even remember what the whole thing was about." In that particular case, both sides feel it. So I think when both sides are involved and both sides have been hurt, then reconciliation is probably very important. But in a case where you have simply been offended and somebody has done you wrong and they had no right to do that for you, unfortunately, oftentimes we want to wait till they come to us and say, boy, I want to let you know, Bev, I'm really sorry. That must have hurt your feelings. They missed it completely,
mm-hmm.
and we need to deal with that internally and recognize that. And I think sometimes in the workplace, silence is golden when it comes to forgiveness, that you merely forgive the other person in your heart, but you don't necessarily talk it over with them. You know, maybe that could be the initial step towards reconciliation, but I think a lot of vengeance and revenge and bitterness is over small things that we need to just move on. If we have a problem with that person and it's a continuing thing that that person does to us, then I think we need to confront them. And that's a whole other set of skills that maybe someday we can talk about,
right.
Which is to really confront them with the truth.
Yeah.
But I think if it's the little things, you need to move on. If it's a boss example and you got overlooked for a promotion, I think you have every right and you should go to that person and say, I'm really concerned. I thought I had a great chance at that job. I really need your feedback as to why I didn't get that promotion.
Right.
Because I think oftentimes, unfortunately, the person who made that job decision or that promotion decision didn't take the time to let you know why that you didn't get that job. And we have all kinds of reasons in our own mind why we think we didn't get the job. You know, they're prejudiced. You know, maybe I should do a lawsuit. It's an EEO thing. And oftentimes it's something that if we had known that feedback, we could change our behavior, improve our skills, and have a chance to get promoted next time. But I think we need to be honest enough to go to that person and say, I really want to know how I can improve. Not, why didn't you pick me?
Yes.
But give me some feedback so that I can improve because I really do want to be promoted in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we say things, I think, that oftentimes we misstep and it sounds like an attack to the person that we're confronting. And we need to tell the truth with love. And I think too often we tell the truth with hate, and
yes.
That's why we don't get the results.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you say that sometimes if it's like a one-time thing or not really a pattern, that you might not address it with the person. Also about reconciliation, I'm thinking a little bit now about, is there a difference between like embracing a person wholeheartedly and reestablishing a working relationship with that person?
Yes, I think there is a difference. And I truly believe you don't have to like everybody that you work with. I mean, I think that's impossible. We have just too many different value differences and personality differences. But I think embracing somebody wholeheartedly and then just getting along with them well enough to work and, you know, be able to deliver the service or products that we are hired to do is two very different things. And I don't think you need to be best friends with everybody. In fact, that's probably not healthy. Then you get into some dysfunctional
kinds
of things. But I think there is a difference between those two.
Right. So Patty, how would you sum it up? How do you forgive?
I think probably the easiest, well, there's no easy way to do that. That would be a hard way to say that.
Right.
I think the best thing to realize is that when we choose revenge, and instead of dealing with our anger in a healthy way, which is to forgive, I really believe that vengeance and revenge just mires us in a very painful and unjust past. And what we do is we just relive it and we relive it. It's a repetition of all that old unfairness.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that forgiving is really the only open door to possibility for a change in that relationship and a getting along. It really, when you learn to forgive people, you break the grip that past wrong and that past pain has on you, and it frees you for your tomorrow. And I really think that forgiveness, basically, it cuts away the wrong that was done to you. And then you can actually see your quote-unquote enemy through eyes of forgiveness. And I think there's no easy way to do it, except I've had some people that have said they've written out the whole situation and then they burned it and buried it.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually did like a little physical ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For myself and in my own situations, I have done it more mentally. But I really think whatever works best for the individual is what they need to do to be able to move on and recognize that, in my estimation, forgiveness has very little to do with the other person, the person that wronged you. It has everything to do with you. And I think that's what we miss. We think that by forgiving somebody, we've forgotten it, we've let them off the hook.
Yes.
No, this is totally about you and mm-hmm. your inability to move forward.
Right.
Because oftentimes those people are totally unaffected. They don't even know that you're angry with
right.
them.
Right, right. And so what you're saying is you let yourself off the hook when you forgive.
Absolutely.
That's
right. It means moving on for your own best interest,
mm-hmm.
not because that person deserved you to do that.
Yes.
And
right.
I do believe you mentioned earlier that forgive doesn't necessarily mean forget.
Yeah.
Certainly, if you've had a business partnership that's gone bad, would you ever then, after being hurt by that particular person financially or in other ways, would you ever do business with them? No. So it doesn't mean you've forgotten it completely and you just be totally oblivious. You learn from those areas where you've gotten hurt in your life so that you can, in fact, be a little guarded in future situations.
Yeah. Make wiser choices in the future.
Absolutely.
Well, Patty, this has been very interesting. I know that you have a book in progress on change that has a lot of these concepts, particularly in a chapter, which I think has a fascinating title. You want to tell the listeners what it is?
Yeah, the working title of my chapter is An Eye for an Eye and a Tooth for a Tooth Can Leave You Blind and Toothless.
I love that. That's great. Now, you do have some other books. Would you like to tell us about them? And also tell us about that email newsletter.
All right. My email newsletter is free, and it's really available to clients. And I have people all over the world now that have visited my website that have signed up for it. And that's available at http://www.thechangeagent.com. And the change agent is one long word, .com. And I have two books that are also on the website. One is called Giving and Receiving Feedback, and that particular book really is on building constructive communication. So,
mm-hmm. So if you did find yourself in a position of needing to go and talk with the person about what happened, this could be a help to that.
Absolutely. And the second book that I co-authored is called Managing Upward, Strategies for Succeeding with Your Boss. And both of those books are really in a training kind of format, workbook format, so people can fill out self-assessments and get some skills and practice the skills in the work. And it's considered a 50-minute book. So if you don't do the exercise, you can actually read it in less than an hour.
I like those, where you could just pick it up and read it and get some useful concepts and then put them to work.
Absolutely. That's what I'm about.
That's great. Patty, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Hope you'll join us again another time.
I'd love to do that. Thanks, Beth.